So the double helix was where? On the right.
Hell, there was an office just as you came up the stairs, so it must have been the first office that way, just where that lattice has come around. There's a doorway going that way.
Yes, that's right.
And you used to be able to creep along against the stairs.
That's right. You can still creep along there.
Latecomers used to...
No, they go up this. They go up there.
Is that the tunnel that... But I mean, there was a hidden tunnel behind them.
Ah, well, maybe that's it.
And that comes up the far side, so you can creep along there. Yes. Well, many's the time I've listened to them, given lectures in there.
In the maths room. And then...
Seminar room, yes, that was Ken Button, I think, in there. This...
It was a big seminar.
Used to be the workshop.
That used to be the workshop.
That's where I sawed up the dipoles for Martin Weil's first telescope in here. Hmm. This workshop here. There's no doubt about that.
Hmm.
But you're right about my now my office. Radio astronomy was on the right. That was Ratcliffe's office, and that was Ratcliffe's secretary. These were ionosphere people in here, and now there are two offices here. Now something funny has happened here, because this opened out into an open sort of lab space.
Mm. That's probably been taken off by the library downstairs, I think.
Probably.
I seem to remember that happening when I was here.
I mean, this has all been partitioned in some way that didn't exist. I mean, this corridor, yes.
Did you used to go through this door?
Now there were two offices. This... I think this was the famous office where I analysed the first, measured the first pulsar records in here. Does that make sense to you? But there seem to be partitions where there shouldn't be.
Yes, they've split them into smaller rooms.
It's changed now. They've subdivided these rooms, haven't they?
Mm.
But those doors there make sense. Because that farther one was Ryle's office, which was taken over by Ratcliffe and then taken over by Ryle.
Yeah.
Secretary was in the next one, and this then was an office shared by about three people. I can't remember exactly who they were, but I shared that one with Graham Smith and myself to begin with. But somehow it had a proper wall. It wasn't this stuff.
Yeah, and you don't remember this bit further on at all.
But there was a big area here, which was and an office further along on the right, which I was in for a bit. But that came after the Pulsar area.
Mm.
But this isn't historic, is it? This
no.
This just opened out into a big lab space with benches on it.
Mm.
It was subdivided later, but this. This just doesn't tally with my recollection. Let's see how far along this goes. Yeah, this is down there. Now, this was all absolutely open, and it had benches, and this was where Jocelyn did her hard work, just right here.
Really?
Yes.
How fascinating. So it's now.
And then eventually she moved down to the end.
Okay.
Because in the pulsar days, she had a bench here. Later, soon after that, now this was all pretty well open with benches either side. And what happens if you go through there now? Because.
Maybe
there used to be a window or something there.
Is it again? This is where you had your Saturday morning discussion.
Yes, and this was where we had the first mention that the solar plasma might be causing scintillation just right here, which was the start of my measurement of interplanetary scintillation. And Jocelyn was eventually working up this end of the room. This is the original central heating piping, I guess, isn't it?
Yep. Yeah.
So there was, I don't think it was that window there then, but it could be, I can't remember the window exactly.
This is where we're going to give the talk on pulsars.
This was where I was going to announce the pulsar discovery here.
And then they decided that you needed more
room. For obvious reasons, there was an overflow, and it moved into the Maxwell. That wasn't planned. At least that was planned at the last minute.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's where it all happened there. That's when the news broke in there.
Is this still very much the same?
I think it maybe is closed. Oh, no.
Oh yes, how very nice and familiar.
I can't remember the first words.
Very great deal. And this was where Radcliffe taught me electromagnetism and led me on ultimately into an academic career. Yes.
And you gave your announcement of...
And this was where I announced the pulsar discovery, standing about here. So that the blackboard was visible. No, I've given many, many lectures here. I'm glad this hasn't changed. This is just as it always was.
And where was Hoyle sitting? Do you remember?
Where was?
Hoyle sitting.
He's sitting just about there.
It's a lovely atmosphere, doesn't it, this place?
Yep. Sills specially constructed so that you can align tangent galvanometers. Did you know that? That architecturally designed those windowsills to be particularly rigid and for tangent galvanometers to be used.
Hmm.
Do I mean that? No, I don't mean tangent galvanometers. I mean the, what do you call those instruments? It's a telescope bent at a right angle.
I'm afraid,
tangent galvanometers. They were something to do with a spectroscope, I think.
Hmm.
Yep. Right. Well, you can see how false legends develop, can't you?
This is where Crick and Watson were.
That's where they set up their models, and I suppose did a lot of their work.
Mm.
That was before Bragg kicked them out of the Cavendish, saying that this isn't physics.
Because the plaque is over on the Austin building, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, yes.
That's where they finished it off.
That's where they finished it off, yes. Mm. But not in the Austin wing, outside. They were relegated to
a shed, by the
shed in what used to be the car park before they put up that other building there. That top one up there. This was domestic stuff here.
Yes.
This,
that top one.
That top one there. Yes, I was up there for quite a while. Because I remember looking out at the. At that heraldic beast up there on the top, frequently. He didn't give me any inspiration. I was up there for about 2 or 3 years, I think. But that was my last move before we moved to the West Cambridge.
Well, that's what led this tour guide to think you were in here, you see. She nearly got it right. She was just one floor out.
Yes. But colloid science began this side of this bay window. I mean, there was a door. Yes, that's right. Well, that's the same. I mean, you took me up there, didn't you?
Mm, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. But there was just a door immediately to my right, as we're looking now, which was colored side.